Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fancy Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live in Taco Bueno in Dallas off of 7940 North Central Expressway. Don't be fooled. Apparently there's a 7940 Forest Lane Taco Bueno that's trying to trick people on the way up here. 7940 North Central Expressway is where we have Alec. We have Fred. We're giving away Tolo trucker hats. And you can enter the giveaway for the Cowboys-Packers tickets. Not you.
No.
You cannot.
No. I mean, I'll be at the game. So.
But other people. Would you sit with somebody if they were like, you know what, blow off your media duties and come sit with me?
No, I got work to do.
That's good. Professional. Right now, another professional, once again, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Boy, you throw that word around loosely, huh?
Insider? Do you not? Oh, man.
No, I'll take professionally, I guess.
Yeah, okay. It is our person who writes for DallasCowboys.com but does not claim to be an insider, Mickey Spagnola. It's not as catchy, so I think we'll probably stick with that. You know, we just asked Jerry about it, and I know the big news coming out of practice, again, yesterday at least it seems, and from what he said after the fact, is the confidence of Kevontae Turpin and being out there for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I think Turpin relayed that too, that he's ready to go and play. And I just think that's so significant, and not just for, his ability to be the third receiver, but also on the kick returns. And it changes the opponent's, philosophy on where they're kicking the ball and to who. And if the Cowboys can continue to disguise that, that gets the ball in his hands and creates another threat to, you know, move the ball downfield.
Now, I know you could make this argument, whether it extends out to Pickens and Ferguson as well, but considering the start that he's had and considering how banged up and maybe just poor the Bears secondary is, this feels like a potential game for CeeDee Lamb to feast, doesn't it?
Just air it out.
Yes.
Just go for it.
Why you're our insider.
Yeah, right. That took a lot of insight, right? I mean, you know, with the problems, I mean, they've got about the same problems at the cornerback position as the Cowboys do, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because it seemed like Jalen Johnson, their starter, is likely going to be out, didn't practice all week. The nickel corner, Kyler Gordon, still hasn't practiced. And one of the backups, Jalen Jones, still hasn't practiced. So you might see a lot of Nashawn Wright out there. What do you think?
I mean, look, like obviously usually I would kind of dunk on that just a little bit, but he does have their lone turnover, and he returned it for a pick six. So, I mean, I think we were
And the next time they threw at him, the guy was wide open. It was a bad pass.
Yeah. So I feel like they already got the full Nashawn Wright experience just maybe on those back-to-back plays.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I'm sure the Cowboys will look at that and go, okay, here's where we're going if he indeed has to start, and if they indeed are going to play – you know, try to play him in man. I thought it was interesting yesterday we were having a discussion about the Cowboys, and the fact that they play so much zone.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to – I'm not taking credit for this, but Everson Walls, who's on our podcast, was pointing out that the zone should be the easiest to disguise your deficiencies at cornerback. Because if you don't trust your corners, are you going to put them out there in man-on-man with no help?
Right.
And the fact that if you play the zone correctly, then that should be to your advantage of covering up what you don't want to uncover in man defense. So it would be interesting to see how they play it again this week.
And so you're – obviously I agree with you, and I'm always going to agree with Everson Walls, but it also seems like the potential is there if you're not – getting pressure on the quarterback, that combined with playing zone could lead to disaster.
Well, I mean, you've got to get pressure, right?
Right.
And I mean, think about it. If you're not getting pressure and you're in man, you're in big trouble, right?
Yeah.
Because now the guys, it would be like a 7-on-7 drill or how they do in training camp when they do the 1-on-1 drill. It's the most unfair drill there is because the wide receiver's got the whole field to work with and the quarterback's got the time of day, right? And that's what you don't want in a game, obviously.
Do you recall, I know he didn't play that long, Alvin Blunt back from 1987?
Strike games.
Okay.
Replacement player.
Yeah. And so this, I thought this was the wildest stat about Javonte Williams joined Herschel Walker.
And,
okay, but like what's crazy to me is after Blunt got those three touchdowns in the first two games, then he got hurt and never played in another regular season game for the rest
of his
career.
See, when they do that stat, they got to put an asterisk in there.
Yeah.
This was a replacement game.
Right, right.
Deal. And but you know what happens is when you have a lot of young guys working in your PR department, it says 1987. It doesn't say anything different in the stats, right?
Right.
And you know, nothing against them, but they weren't even born for those replacement games.
But how crazy is it that the two people listed then are replacement player and then the person responsible for being at the heart of maybe the most lopsided trade in NFL history in him and Herschel Walker?
Right. Well, that's a good point. I didn't look at it that way. I just dismissed it. It's Herschel and that's it, right?
No. And I understand that. I just thought that was a kind of a crazy juxtaposition, if you will. How much have you heard or how much discussion has there been about Eberflus coming back to Chicago?
Yeah. I thought he kind of calmed them waters yesterday, what he had to say. Now, is that his true feelings that, you know, we're going to prepare the same, the process is the same,
right?
Nothing's going to change? I would imagine deep down. But you know what? You don't want to go into a game like that and start making calls emotionally, right? Well, I'm going to get these guys. I'll show them, right? You better do what you got to do. Now, from what I can see when I go online, it's a big deal in Chicago that he's coming back and that, you know, he's running the defense. And they're trying to play it up that, yeah, I'm sure, you know, this is a revenge game for him. And, you know, I've known Matt for a long time, and I just don't see him being that way. He is so even keel all the time, no matter what, that I just think, as he said yesterday, hey, I was out for, a month or two? And he goes, and I missed it. And he goes, right. I knew I wanted to get back into coaching. And that would be him, not to show up the Bears or anything. You know, I think he's handled it well. I don't know financially. He's probably got a house up there and a couple cars that haven't moved yet, you know.
Right.
When you got to move your entire family. We were talking to Kenny Clark about that, about he's finally got into a house and sleeping in his own bed since he got here in a trade. And he said, and I got my own car now, too. It was like a young kid. Hey, I got a car.
would it be poetic to you at all if the Cowboys were winning this game by like 5 points and the Bears were about at midfield and they threw up a Hail Mary, but our defense shut it down?
Yeah. Why? What?
Because that was like
you're going past
the end.
I feel like that was the play that really did Eberflus
last year.
Yeah, like you remember that. I feel like it would be poetic if that same situation
the play,
played out and we just shut it down.
The play that did him in was running out of time with a timeout in your back pocket, right?
That should be on Caleb just a little bit, too.
You know,
then
how unfair is this that they had him come back the next day and do the press conference and then fire him?
Mm. Yeah, fire me at the beginning of the day.
Right, Brent. or do it in the end zone before we leave. You know, what is a college coach that happened to? Who was it?
They fired him
right after the game.
Yeah, because he was going to get on the team plane. They go, everybody going back home. Not so fast, my friend.
Not you, buddy. You better go commercially.
But you figure they cut him, what, an $8 million check to go away? So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you can't be too mad, right?
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's true.
For $8 million.
Yeah, look, we've talked about this before, Mickey. My goal in life is to ever be good enough or bad enough or important enough at something that they will pay me $8 million to go away. I will be like, sounds great. I'll see you guys. And they'll
later.
Be like, do you have any bad blood? I'd be like, to the people who gave me $8 million? No. No, I don't.
That would beat 2 months of pay.
Yes, exactly.
Or at least for me, it would have been, right? Yeah.
See, that's exactly. Mickey's big time. Don't ever forget that. I know bigger picture, we have to set expectations, and it's still a little bit of a ways away. But did you get the opportunity to talk to DeMarvion Overshown? Because I know he was saying, like, hey, maybe around or a little bit before Thanksgiving. But he is still very optimistic about his return.
That's him, right?
He is very optimistic.
And you haven't heard anything from the coaches or the trainers. Look, I watch him every day when we go out there to practice, and his rehab is going great. He works hard. He acts like he's enjoying it. He's moving well. Now it's a matter of we just got to remember that when he gets released, he's going to have to practice, right? And he hadn't played in a game. He hadn't put pads on yet. So I applaud his being so optimistic. But again, they got to be careful because the last thing they want to do is release him, and then he comes back to the trainers. Well, I got a little of this or a little of that. So you got to be careful. But his enthusiasm, it's unbelievable, and it's infectious on this team too, by the way. And the other guy that's sort of in that same boat right now is Siobhan Revel.
That is exactly who I was about to ask you about.
We're reading each other.
Look at you two.
Yeah, but like
a synergy.
Yeah, exactly. And so the same logic would apply with him. I know DeMarvion Overshown has not played an overwhelming number of NFL games, but he has played NFL games, whereas Revel still hasn't even played in the NFL, so it feels like he'll need a little lead time
to
get back
absolutely.
On the field.
Yes, absolutely, because you know what? He only played 3 games last year, and then he got hurt. At least Overshown was, you know, into what, December, end of November when he got hurt.
Midway through the season.
Yeah. Right. And so he's had a longer period of time. But I think what happened is, you know, he's rehabbing, I don't know with who or how, until the Cowboys draft him. So the trainers here didn't get their hands on him until May. And so there was a lag time in there where maybe if they had him earlier, you know, well, obviously you hadn't drafted him, right? That, you know, he might be closer to being ready to play. His rehab, boy, when you look at him out there, it's amazing how well he's moving and the size he is as a corner. And stop me if I told you this. He was standing next to Overshown. And our buddy Nick came up to me and he goes, hey, look at that. One guy's a linebacker, one guy's a cornerback. They look the same.
Huh.
And he was right. That's how big Revel is. I mean, not from a poundage standpoint, but he's like 6'2", playing corner. He would be an imposing figure. And think about it. They were hoping that he would be ready. And then I think they said, all right, let's be careful. Let's not push it. He hasn't played football in a heck of a long time. And now he can continue for at least...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
4 weeks to get ready. But I think when the 4 weeks are up, I think they start him practicing for sure. And then it's a question of, well, how soon is he ready to play? But boy, if you go back and look at some of his tape, his coverage ability, his ability to, as they say in the NFL, what is it, plaster the receiver? He is right there, and he's got the longest arms. I think had everything been equal, this guy would have been one of their top three cornerbacks when they started the season.
Mickey, my question, though, and we asked Jerry this, is, you know, you got two guys in Revelle, who, again, is who's a rookie, so he's never even played the NFL. I mean, at least Overshown understands the speed and what have you. But, I mean, what are realistic expectations for what these guys can provide when they do come back? And then what's our latest with our boy Jonathan Mingo?
Mingo's also working hard. I see him doing his rehab, and I would think when his 4 weeks are up that they can start him practicing. And remember, once you start him practicing, you got 21 days before you got to actually do something. So, he looks good too. Those guys work really hard. Same with Josh Butler. So there, it's almost like. And I want to say Jerry might have said it when he pointed out help is on the way, right, in the secondary.
Steven has said that too to us. Yeah.
And if you think about it right now, you're talking about if you had projected who your top six corners are, four of them not playing in this game on Sunday.
Right.
So, yeah, if these guys can come back and, you know, help out, now how quickly they can do it. But then maybe you're changing. You know, maybe you're saying, okay, I trust these guys. I might be able to play a little bit more man defense than having to play so much zone. We'll see how that one turns out.
Do you have a prediction for us?
Just for you.
Yes. Hey, man. I'm going to pretend like you don't do two other predictions that don't always match up.
I do. I try not to change or not do three different ones. How about I think this is going to be an air raid for the Cowboys throwing the football. How about 31-23 Cowboys?
Ooh, that's the over. All right, I like
it
very much.
What's the under?
It's 50.5, and I think if you were a wager in person, I would hit the over as well.
Don't you think?
Yes, I do. I feel like that's what I just told you, Mikey.
We got one team.
He just wanted to confirm.
Okay.
We got one team that gave up 52 points last week, and the other one gave up 37.
Yes. We should realistically be talking about breaking the all-time combined scoring record in
NFL
game.
Points.
There you go.
I know. We're getting close. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
I'll be here. See you guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105 through the fan. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. It looked like it was trending this way, but word was that perhaps Jaden Daniels could practice today. He
Uh-oh.
Is not
Dadgum.
Practicing today, and you have seen that point spread over the last 2 days shift from 6.5 to 3.5. So at the very least, Vegas is hedging their bets, but it's looking more and more like it's going to be Marcus Mariota day.
Mm.
In 2025.
Don't sleep on Marcus Mariota. He's good for one or two good games a year.
All right. Well, I hope this is not one of them because I want them to fail.
I know. I mean, I'm there with you.
All right. Okay. And also, going back to something Mickey said, which player do you think in the NFL does have the best poundage?
That's a loaded question.
Dexter Lawrence.
Are we talking on or off the field?
I think I insinuated pretty heavily off the field.
I mean, best poundage, pound for pound. I mean, I think you got to go with Turpin.
I'll tell you a story off air about that. We're the KNC masterpiece, but Alec knows that story. I agree. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 through the fan, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus NFL players and food, a match made in heaven. Next on the fan.
Jacob back to work at 2-2, and it swung on and a high drive hit the deep right field. Back goes Garcia at the wall. It is gone. Jeremy Payne with an opposite field home run.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the fan. We are live at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway. We got AM on the FM in just 1 second, but a couple of things. We're giving away Cowboys-Packers tickets. I tried to see if I could get a deal going where if you bought like $40 at Taco Bueno that we would like elevate you for the giveaway. But they said, nope, can't do that. We're going to keep all of the entries the same, wink. But then also let us know if you're going to take a picture. Do you want us to pose for it or not? Mm. Like, I'm always curious if somebody's taking a picture, do you want me to be like, or just kind of pretend like I don't see
action
it.
Action shots.
And yeah, and just like keep it going. All right. Now it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, and today the pride of Taco Bueno. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day, Twitch and YouTube as well.
Pause for just 1 second. Because they're asking for motivation from the 432. Can I get a shout out from my daughter, Emma? She's shown great dedication and drive in athletics and academics. Your parent, I'm assuming, is super proud of you. And then also, you don't know, could just be a friend.
What an did he say my daughter, right?
You know what?
It's Friday.
I mean, if you're going to bust my chops, I get to bust yours.
1,000,000%.
I mean, you would think as a parent.
That is fair. Hey, that's fair. Should I have said, I don't know if it's your mother or father? Yes, but I made a massive mistake, and you called me on it, and I think that's fair. Also, I do believe our very own Blake Elliott. Hey, I'm heading to the gym.
Yeah.
Can I get some motivation from KNC? Do you have motivation for your buddy?
Yeah,
you're small.
Put your phone away.
Yeah.
He's not at the gym yet.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Your motivation is put your phone away and, you know, admire the talent and go do what you do.
What do you mean, admire the talent?
I think you know exactly.
Scouting,
what I mean.
I'm not
Medford
sure.
Medford knows.
Oh, I mean, I know. I just want to make you say it. All right. Sorry, Alec, to interrupt there.
And my motivation to Blake is you still can't beat me in a race. So go ahead and make today leg day so we can work on that a little bit. And then maybe you can hang with old Medford.
I'm here for it.
Guys, we got the question of the day.
What's the prize amount? So if I could get Blake to show up at this Taco Bueno at 7940 North Central Expressway, and we stage a race while the show is going.
Yes.
Yes. It's not happening in these shoes. I can see if I got something in the back of the car.
What size shoe do you wear? I got a pair of shoes in the car.
What a weird driftery thing to say.
That really is. Like,
yeah. What? To have an extra pair of shoes? What? That's a weird thing to have. Who here's got an extra pair of shoes in their vehicle right now? Thank you. One, two, at least three.
Okay.
Three people that have extra pairs of shoes in their
car. All right.
I bet two of them are.
Are they work shoes? Or?
It's irrelevant. Sneakers, right? You got sneakers or work shoes?
Look, that's. You know what?
He's got work boots.
See?
Workout shoes.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's probably a reflection.
What's your name, by the way?
All right, I'm going to take back.
How are you not even going to put her on the headset when she says her name?
Oh, I mean, what do you want me to do?
That's just also probably...
Take the headset off? Yeah. That's what I want you to do, yeah.
You go like this.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Simple.
Her name is McKenna.
Well, we've infringed on too much of AM on the FM already.
Well, it's okay. We got the question of the day, gentlemen, that we're going to start with, and then time permitting, we can always try to work this in later, too. I've got some NFL food stats that's incredible, thanks to the Chargers. And maybe a tease for later in the show, Kevin. We had a Tolo walk into Taco Bueno here, and they asked, are we going to get a version of Are You Better?
See,
that's Kevin's birthday.
That's a great question. You know what I really hoped happened, Alec? I saw a Tolo come back in here and ask a question for 10 seconds, and then they left again. I really thought maybe they asked one of the people here on a date, and it got shut down really quickly, and then they left. But it just got explained to me what actually happened, and it was not quite as captivating as that.
Like normal?
Yes. By the way, it was both the mom and the dad. But you're right. I really dropped the ball.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? When you talk as much as we do, you're bound to have a slip up here and there.
True.
Well, Kevin, I have six names in front of me for Are You Better? So I will continue adding so we have some to play with. Should we decide to go that route later
in the show?
But the question of the day, gentlemen, I've asked a version of this question before, but I want to make it a little bit more DFW sports-centric. We're going into a big football weekend here. You're going to hear the Cowboys game right here on these very airwaves against the Chicago Bears. So I pose a situation. I know it's tough for both of you because you two, Kevin and Fred, do not drink, but just pretend for one moment. You are at a bar full of 50 people that do not like you, and they want you out of there.
Yeah.
And you have to make it out in one piece, unscathed. You have three active DFW pro athletes with you to help you get out unscathed. Who's your crew?
That, you know what? That's a shame because you keyed in on active, because otherwise a couple years back I would have obviously gone with Tyron Smith because he could just clutch people's heads with his hand and throw them.
We've had some great athletes, so I was like, I'm going to make it tough and say active.
Oh, Brock Hoffman. Brock Hoffman, man, everything you hear.
He's always down to squabble.
Yeah, and he is scrappy, and so Brock Hoffman is one of them. Adolis Garcia is another one. He looks like he's built out of granite.
Do we think he can fight, though?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
We do?
Yes.
He's like the nicest guy on the planet, but I feel like if he cares about you and you're in that scenario, he's going to make sure you get out.
He's got some rage inside of him.
Well, at the plate?
You're going to have to trust me on that. So
you got to add, and you got to have a Dallas star on the list.
Ooh, you know what? Actually, right now, I would put Jamie Benn, because I know Jamie Benn has rage inside of him as well. Because years ago, we were in Arizona for spring training, and we went to the morning skate before they played the Coyotes.
Yeah.
And we had had Patrick Sharp on the show a couple of times, but always on the phone. So we met him in person, and he's like, oh, what the heck are you guys doing here? Because, you know, we're like in Dallas, but we're in Arizona. And we were kind of joking around with him about for the locker room. Jamie Benn heard it, and he got furious, and he walked out and slammed the door, and he goes, we're trying to make the playoffs, and here's some about some stupid shirt. And so I know he's got the rage inside of him as well, so I picked Jamie Benn as my third.
I'm going to go with Jake Ottinger as one, number one.
Defender.
Think
about it this way. He's got rage in his heart. I mean, considering the fact that he was blamed.
Yes.
For the entire loss.
Yes.
Okay. Plus, he's 6'5", like 230. Okay, that's a big dude.
For sure.
All right, I mean, you're going to have cats that are going to back up just because he's 6'5", 230. And then from a I wouldn't go with Anthony Davis. Let's see.
Why?
You know what?
Ooh, PJ Washington's an interesting one.
You know what?
I have a Maverick in mind that y'all have not
said. I'm going with Nico Harrison. Okay? I'm going with Nico Harrison. All right?
He's really been beaten down on us.
I'm going with Jake Ottinger. I'm going with Nico Harrison. And I'm going to go with Jerry Jones.
Okay, well, my team is going to
We're going to talk our way out of things.
Fred, okay. I think you're doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
We're going to talk our way out of things.
Nico, I get, because he's ready to snap. Look, it's been 7 months of punishment.
Huh. Let Nico cook.
Oh, well, Liam Bischel. Liam Bischel's a great idea. That dude is gigantic.
That gets me to my list. Liam Bischel.
That's a good one.
Daniel Gafford.
Oh, I could see that. He's a super nice guy, though.
And then Brock Hoffman. But when you watch him play basketball, he looks like he wants to destroy the backboard and everything surrounding it when he throws the basketball down. And on top of that, he does look like he hates everybody not wearing the same jersey as him in-game. So if he's showing that same – because we're on a team here. We all have the same goal to get out of this place unscathed. I feel like he's going to understand the assignment, and he's going to make sure we get through A-OK.
Is Tyler Booker on that list for y'all?
He was like an honorable mention for me.
I mean, I need some dogs. You know, I mean, if Demarion didn't have the knee injury,
he's nice too.
Yeah,
he's very nice.
Yeah, but look, he's been hurt a couple times. You know, he came from a small town in Texas, right? Somebody told a story about how he was like a ball boy in the eighth grade, and was that guy even then? So I don't want him getting hurt again.
See, I get what you're saying. Like, I think you're a nice person.
Yeah.
But when I heard you had another pair of shoes in your car, I also thought you probably have a couple extra IDs and everything like that.
Who doesn't? I mean, another pair of shoes. And first of all, it's not even, I mean, I'm in a extra truck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
My truck's being, at the shop right now. Shout out to my boy Dan, Transmission Man. But no, I don't think having an extra pair of shoes is all that abnormal.
No, that's true. It just further enforced my idea that you're ready to rip off an old lady and break out of town if necessary.
See, I'm not that kind of guy.
I like this from the 817. Go ahead and throw Errol Spence on the squad.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Look, man. 4 years ago, it made a lot of sense to me. Now, I feel so comfortable.
Well, you're thinking that he's going up against a bunch of random average people.
No, that's
so
true.
Even at this point.
Can we throw Shakari Richardson in there? Because we know she'll hit you. So,
Golly. I thought you were going to say boyfriend she can run not. Away.
Yeah. Boyfriend or not.
Man.
Okay. So I want Shikari on my team. Shikari, Nico, and Jake Ottinger.
Okay.
That's squad.
What an eclectic group. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. One you, drinks after.
Fred, you never fail to blow my mind when it comes to any high-level thinking. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For that.
You're welcome. And McKenna. We're going to bring McKenna, too.
Oh. Yes, I'm so glad that somebody said this from the 682. I want to change one of my votes. Kevin Holland. Kevin Holland is local. He is a UFC fighter. He will help us drop a whole bunch of people along the way.
That's what I need.
All right, Alec, anything else you want to throw out? I know we did cut into some of your time with our nonsense.
No, we are going to back pocket some of this. And, hey, I'll throw it out to the vote. If we want Are You Better? I've got names. 877-881-1053. You let us know.
Okay. I like it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Let's talk some Thursday Night Football and power rank the quarterbacks next on The Fan.
Five receivers in this pattern. Allen throws to the sideline, open, reaching for it, making the grab and into the end zone. Colton Kincaid for the touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. There's a lot going on here, and I want to thank Dr. Pepper as well for helping us get this giveaway going. If you want to go ahead and come on in to enter to win Cowboys Packers tickets, but also I wanted to remind you, when the Cowboys win, you win. Taco Bueno is offering a free taco whenever the Cowboys win. Now, Fred...
Yeah.
Did you say that's how you learned about Taco Bueno?
I'm sorry. I was talking to Danny and McKenna over here. I'll tell you how I found out about it. So you guys know I live in Louisville. Shout out to the Fightin' Farmers, 22nd in the 6A football rankings.
There
I
you
digress.
Go.
I know they're idle this week. That's okay. I heard about the taco free taco after a Cowboys win, the official taco, the Dallas Cowboys.
Facts.
And I'm a big taco burger guy as well.
You've spent this entire break trying to encourage Taco Bueno to change up part of their menu.
Not change, but just add, supplement, if you will, to becoming the official taco burger of the Dallas Cowboys. Unofficially, the official taco burger of the Dallas Cowboys. And so we're efforting Danny McKenna and I to get that thing done before the end of the show today. So
are they efforting or
they absolutely are.
They're just being friendly.
They hadn't even thought about that. I'm over here. Look, I am giving advice. I'm over here handing out suggestions. Mm. Okay. I'm a man of the people. Hell, Ruben didn't even know what a taco burger was 30 minutes ago. I wolfed down two of them during the break.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got my iced tea. I'm eating taco burgers. The pride of the Mansfield is a taco burger guy.
That's right. Taco burger is not on the Bueno menu. How did you eat two of them?
What do you mean if it's not on the menu?
Didn't they just say
get your mind right?
It is on the
tacos
menu.
And more. Taco burger. I'm ashamed of you right now.
So what are you trying to convince them to do then?
In addition to being the official taco of the Dallas Cowboys, I want them to be the official taco burger of the Dallas Cowboys. Because here's my question for you, Kevin Hagelin. When's the last time you had a taco burger?
Never.
Thank you.
How is that a selling point?
Because if you don't know, but when you eat one, okay, mouth explosion.
So there's that. Don't forget, Masterpiece of the Week coming up at 1:30. Right now, time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
And we start.
Thank you, Corey. Not Corey.
With Pro Football Talk was listening to our last segment, and they are here to they usually do. They are here to alert us that Jaden Daniels is officially out. Marcus Mariota is a go. I know we talked about a segment or two ago that was probable. It is now official. Do you think this will be good, Marcus? Bad, Marcus?
I think you'll get middle of the road, Marcus.
Okay.
I think you'll get middle of the road, Marcus. I mean, look, the one thing you know about Marcus Mariota, he's still good with his feet. I mean, he doesn't have to. You don't it's going to be a you got, what's a Tyson McCoskey Craret or whatever the hell his name is, the guy with six different names. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that guy.
They call him Bill.
That guy with three different names. I don't trust people with hyphenated last names. Let me just make that clear. Huh. However, I think you can do a lot worse than Marcus Mariota as your backup quarterback.
Man, I did not know this. We're just getting reports from WSOC in South Carolina that Jadeveon Clowney was arrested in his hometown last week on charges of trespassing and failure to identify. Obviously, would have loved to.
Well, no wonder he wanted to sign so quick.
Man, do you think when Jerry's like, I don't know, I definitely think we'll see him. We'll see how that goes.
Do we think this might have been a baby mama situation?
Yes.
You know? I mean, yes. I'm just spitballing here. I've got two of them. Things, sometimes wires get crossed, boys. It happens.
Always looking for a third, though, right, Fred?
Idle time is the... No, I'm not. I'm done. I'm That's done. Fine. I mean, my boys still swim, however.
Oh, my God. What a weird need to say that.
That's it.
Thank you for...
Hey, something to be said for that.
Is there?
You know.
Why?
Huh?
Why do people need to know that?
No, they don't. I'm just putting it out there.
Then
why'd you ask me if I wanted a third?
Because I make poor decisions on this show. That is absolutely why. All right,
you've worked with me enough by now.
That
you
is
know.
A good point.
You should
no,
know.
You're
Shame
right.
On you.
You're
Shame
right.
On you.
I agree with that. Forgiveness
this
Friday.
So
throw
fun,
me
though.
In there.
That's Friday forgiveness.
That's not, no. That's not how it goes. Oh my God. It's like having freaking Mike back again. All right. So let's talk about the Monday night football, or excuse me, Thursday night football game. Were you guys invested in this? Because I have to admit, I was. Very surprised.
I was doing radio, so no.
Okay, so you know there's three TVs in there. I don't know how you feel
about
multi. I
lock into a show.
And like four computers.
Do you?
Into a show.
You do?
Have I not been locked in here?
No. You just talked about your sojourn over there to try to change the menu at Taco Bueno.
Because Danny was telling us to let people know about the official cowboy of the Taco Buenos.
Yeah. Otherwise, she wants you to shut up.
Thank you. Who just got a Taco Burger?
I did get brought one of those. Thank you very much. Well, in my face. So I was surprised at how competitive Miami was. And then I was also surprised that Mike McDaniel kind of threw Tua under the bus where he goes, yeah, we really wanted to protect the ball right there.
Yeah.
And then the offensive line, too. And he goes, but I guess if you can't really see, it's tough.
Well, yeah, just make the point clear. Hey, I drew it up to be successful. After that,
right.
I can't make them run the play. So all of the noise that y'all have been making, you know, across the country on talk radio about me and my job, I did the right thing. My quarterback sucks.
Right.
So he's just making that known, and I kind of appreciate it, but feel like he's already in too deep in terms of the hot seat conversation to where I don't really care what defense he gives about his lack of success. Like, dude, it's over.
Didn't they kind of tell you who he is, though?
It really does, yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going down. And, you know, the ship is sinking. I mean, let's just be clear with that. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to start throwing daggers. I mean, this is the same guy that you propped up when his head was, you know, scrambled eggs.
Right.
Okay, and
oh,
now you're going to go ahead and take him out like that. Mike McDaniels.
No S.
You know what? He gets an S from me, okay? Because he's full of it, all right?
I like that.
When I saw him, and I've said this before and I'll say it one more time and probably two or three more times on Fan After Dark, when he did his little Miami Dolphins in-season Hard Knocks and he went to the podium and it was kind of the way they kicked the episode off and he did his little trying to rally the troops and it was about as disingenuous and phony as all get out.
Right.
All right. That's when I knew he's a fraud.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, he looks like a Cuban drug lord. You know what? Yeah, one that's you know swimming from the bottom of the lake with you know cement shoes around his ankles. I'm sorry. Let him go be an OC. That's all he's good for. I don't trust him.
Now on the flip side, Josh Allen just owns.
I do trust him.
Though. Okay, I would hope
I do
so.
Trust him.
He owns everything about the Dolphins. He's 8-0 against the Dolphins at home. He is 13-0 in his last 13 home games, 8-0 on Thursdays, and 3-0 this season. Heck of a start for Buffalo.
He's giving you Super Bowl vibes, isn't he?
Yes.
A little bit?
No, you're right. He is. I just keep wondering. I've seen him do variations of this before, but when the rubber hits the road, whether it's against the Chiefs or now you think it's going to be against the Ravens, the Chargers, whoever, is it just going to fall that step short again? You know, like, you're right, though.
Well, but at the same time, too, though, I think part of the we have been so spoiled with the Tom Brady's of the world, with the Patrick Mahomes of the world, where, you know, we forget, all right, it took Joe Montana a few years to win a Super Bowl. It took
Joe Montana won a Super Bowl in the second season.
Was it Joe Montana? Am I thinking of Joe Montana? No, not Joe Montana.
John Elway?
Well, no, John Elway. Sorry. It took John Elway a while. It took Peyton Manning.
That's true.
A while, right? I mean, hell, Peyton Manning didn't get his first playoff win until what, year seven, year eight?
It's no, I hear you. I don't know if anybody else does this. I think I carry some of Buffalo's previous baggage and give some of it to Josh Allen, and that's not fair. I admit that's probably not fair.
Well, but no, you're not wrong, though, for that when you consider, okay, look, he's lost to Joe Burrow.
Yep.
I mean, think about who he's lost to, right? And Joe Burrow was at home,
for sure.
Right? And so he catches all kinds of flack for that.
For sure.
So whether it's Joe Burrow, whether it's been, you know, he's been little brothered by Joe Burrow and Pat Mahomes now for the majority of his playoff career.
Yeah.
But is this year finally the year where you've got a Chiefs team that doesn't look the same? You know, you've already beaten Baltimore at home, and, you know, Cincinnati, we already kind of know what their situation is.
Right.
So.
I think it would be a great story. I think Buffalo, arguably right up there with Detroit, are the two teams that folks would be most excited to potentially win a Super Bowl, like outside of your own team. Hey, speaking of a team that nobody wants to win the Super Bowl, let's talk about the Browns. Mm. The Browns have given up only 383 yards total so far this season. I'm pretty sure that's what the Cowboys gave up in the fourth quarter against the Giants. They're the first team in 31 years to give up less than 400 total yards in the first two games and be 0-2. That just feels like the most Cleveland Browns of Cleveland Browns stats. It hasn't happened since the Cardinals back in 1994.
It's not good.
No.
That really goes to show that, you know, I've often said that if you have four quarterbacks, you have none. so that's what it goes to show for me, is that the offense is going to continue to be an issue, which is a shame because that could be a championship caliber defense.
Yeah.
Just because they have name after name, and the names that you don't know are names that you should know because they are some of the better players at their positions in the league.
By the way, I wanted to one more positive Josh Allen stat to throw out there.
He's married.
Yes, he is. Did you watch Sinners?
I have not.
It's really good.
Oh.
I also love.
I see where you went there.
No, I see. But I also, you know what? You know who I really love is Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I think he's super handsome and really talented.
You know, and I know this is a hot take, or maybe it's not. I thought he was better than Chadwick Boseman in Black Panther.
Ooh.
But is that a hot take, though?
That's pretty bad, Fred.
I don't think it is.
It's pretty bad.
Okay.
What, you don't think he was better than Chadwick Boseman?
No.
In Black Panther?
No, I thought that was one of Michael B. Jordan's best roles.
Yeah.
But he was not better than Chadwick Boseman.
We'll agree to disagree on this one.
I don't agree to
open that.
No, I'm just kidding. 877-881-1053. All right, who did you like better in Black Panther from an acting perspective? But what I wanted to say about Josh Allen is that was his 127th career game. He became the fastest quarterback in NFL history to reach 300 total touchdowns, beating out Patrick Mahomes by one game. But just think about that. 127 games, regular season and postseason. He has 300 total touchdowns.
No, he's a freak, man.
That is bananas. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, but also maybe more of this Black Panther debate. We'll do it next, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com? You can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.